Here we go. You got to start the draft, son.
Here we go, starting.
Matty V's got it. There we go.
Okay, here we go. On the board.
I think Bijan's gone, boys.
Yeah, he went 21 to the Bolts.
Damn.
So Bijan's gone. So that makes it easy for us. I honestly, in my opinion, Bijan being gone before the Cowboys pick at 26 is probably a good thing. Then we just don't have to hear about it. Because I think if he's there at 26, we take him.
What about running back from Alabama?
Gibbs.
Yeah, Gibbs.
Is Gibbs still on there?
Let me look.
Scroll down to round one. Alex, on the further over. Oh, yeah, there he is.
Gibbs is still there. Gibbs is still there. I don't like it. I don't like taking Gibbs in the first round, to be honest.
Yeah, it has to be like that generational.
Robinson at 26, I don't mind. Gibbs, I'm not taking at 26.
Okay. EJ Will McClay Savage is saying Dalton Kincaid or Nolan Smith. Boots on the ground. Eric is saying McDonald's better be DoorDash to the war room right now.
No, it's only Whataburger, baby. So right now, I don't like any of these picks, to be honest. Like if we were trading, I would be trading back.
We gotta
which makes me go BPA. And I said I'm gonna stick to my guns. I'm gonna
scroll
say
down
Banks.
Some. AJ says Will McClay.
Okay, one sec here. I'm just want to check out this tall
drink of water.
Tall drink of water, nice and slender, 6'2", 205. Banks is sticky.
I like it.
Without needing to use his size. I don't know what that means, and I don't like it. I don't want to read any more about it.
I'm saying Banks, but let's discuss what else are we doing. Tight end, we're not doing a fucking tight end.
We can't do a tight end.
I'm going Nolan Smith or Deonte Banks.
EJ Will McClay Savage says Dalton Kincaid, which is the tight end you said no, and then Nolan Smith, which is the one that you were just talking about.
I'm not drafting a tight end with the first pick.
Well, Mike McCarthy might not, but we'll have to talk to Jerry Jones. He might.
We got a lot of wide receivers,
Mike, don't
left.
You?
I don't think we need to make a move on a wide receiver.
No, wide receivers, there's depth. We're looking at CB or edge.
Well, listen, Mike, just because you share nachos with my dad, it doesn't mean you can run this fucking team. I'd say let's go for the edge. Let's go Nolan Smith.
I don't hate edge, to be honest.
Okay, let me look at this guy. Let's have a look.
You know I'm a size queen. Just everyone chill out and let me look at his stats.
We're between edge, Nolan Smith from Georgia, and Deonte Banks, cornerback.
He's 6'3", 235. That's all I really care about. It shows nothing about the player.
What about Draft Buzz, baby?
Draft Buzz was
key,
one.
Dude. You don't even have the Draft Buzz up.
Wow.
We're going.
Jeez. Jerry's drunk with power right now.
He could have almost made a bad decision.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Draft Buzz.
Next Wednesday when we do this, as soon as we hit start draft and we're on the clock, the 15-minute timer starts.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah.
We got to give ourselves a little urgency on these picks.
Kind of nerdy for my liking, but...
Pretty fucking nerdy.
Glasses? Yeah. Oh, and a ponytail?
I don't know if I want... Look, I don't know if I want one of those nerds, geeks running around the locker room, geeking everything up with his anime.
6'3", 235 for an edge rusher, guys. He's got to be predominantly a linebacker then, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's not very big.
I don't like it. I don't like Nolan Smith.
Okay, so EJ Savage
says... But he is highly ranked. I do got
to
give
EJ
that.
Savage has a note on Nolan Smith to point out would be that Georgia rotates players a lot more than other teams in the country. Thus, his numbers aren't as great. But he is very good and has bend around the edge.
So he's like a...
little
like
lighter, but he's still a decent at the run game.
He's like a James Harrison. Can fucking dip that shoulder.
Okay,
we're going Deonte Banks.
Let me just look at him.
I'm making the decision.
I like it.
6'2", 205, cornerback.
Good tackling. Bring him in. Welcome to the team.
It is kind of crazy Deonte that Banks and that and the edge rusher have the same 40 time.
Well, what's their 40 time?
4.5.
Ooh, Banks is a 4.5 guy. Ooh, don't like that at cornerback, guys.
Yeah, so Kahuna's saying...
Crack me, I'm going to ask you guys, what's a bigger need, edge or cornerback?
Edge.
Really? You think with
I like
Marcus
Bland,
Lawrence?
Man.
All right, then. Well, then do it.
I hate. Do listen, it. I'm not Jerry Jones. I'm Stephen Jones.
Jones, how Jerry, long? You're the final pick. You outweigh us.
Yeah.
You're in this role play. Mike might be mad about it, but you outweigh the answer. So you click it. Let's get it. Our 15. We got 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Okay.
Nine.
I've been salting eight. This thing for a long time. Okay, and I've gone back and forth. Well, we're bringing home an edge rusher. Welcome to the team, Nolan Smith.
There it is.
There it is.
Oh.
I don't hate it. I mean, if an edge rusher, you can never have too many edge rushers, man.
Look, I didn't want it. That's the way that the cards fell, and I didn't like what I saw in the cornerback, my
friends.
Okay,
we got that Nathaniel Dell.
I really am concerned about Dell's weight. Like, 163, that's how much I weigh. And
yeah, it's basically like another Tavonte Turpin.
Which, right? I don't know that the Cowboys need that on wide receiver.
EJ Will McClay Savage says Tank Dell is my number six receiver, but he is very small.
Yeah, I just
five. What else we got on the board? What else we got on the board? 5'10", 163?
Yeah.
Well, Jesus. EJ says 5'8", so I lean more towards. He's basically me.
Keep going down there.
Let's pick up another.
We want to look at position.
Garrett Williams, quarterback.
Bergeron's good. I mean,
Tre'Varius Hodge, Tomlinson.
Yeah, Hodgson, Tomlinson. He's a very good prospect at cornerback. I think this is broken. Like, I think a lot of these guys that they're showing are available here.
Well, we
aren't actually going to be there. We went edge, which none of us had even talked about pre-draft. So let's go back to what we had thought: wide receiver, cornerback.
Well, let's look at wide receivers. Yeah, Dell, Wilson, Rice, Washington.
So Booty went. Booty's gone.
Booty went.
Gone.
Hyatt went. I went before Dell.
I don't like the 165 pounds, guys. I'm not sold. Go to cornerbacks, AJ.
Yeah.
If Cam Smith's there, I still like Cam Smith at two.
What about Ricks at CB?
I don't mind Ricks either.
Since Dad it took an edge instead of a CB last round.
6'2", 190, a little tinier.
Lanky.
Not much to him. I don't like it. I'm such a stat hog too.
So what are you looking for right now?
Size.
I mean, we've really been thrown for a loop. To be quite honest, this is not the draft I was expecting.
Daddy, I know last time I was talking about Will McClay, you yelled at me. Don't appreciate being yelled at in a public forum.
I want to see Tomlinson here.
LaDainian Tomlinson's retired. I don't think you can pick
that's
him
up. A great.
Put him on NFL what? Network, baby.
He's 5'8", 175.
Yeah, fuck that. Eli Ricks it. Eli Ricks it. Come on. You got your pick at edge.
What about Garrett Willems?
No.
Dan Quinn.
Like,
come on, Dan Quinn. Fight for. Oh, no. You're Schottenheimer. Hey,
Schottenheimer. I'm rolling with Anth. He's not even letting me call plays.
I like Eli Ricks. Schottenheimer's just here to hold my Whataburger, baby.
He's placeholding your spot. He's like a stand in for a movie. Yeah, he's a stand-in. He just comes in and gets lit, and until the actor shows up.
So this is what we're gonna do. AJ got his pick at one.
Yep. Now Dan Quinn.
I'm getting my pick at Eli Ricks.
Yeah.
And then Vink and Ad get it to battle out to see who gets third and fourth rounds. Eli Ricks, pencil him in, baby. Let's go.
Welcome to the team.
I want a good running back or wide receiver here.
There's gonna be lots of running backs left.
So Schottenheimer calling, and then Steven fucking Batson Jones goes last.
Tomlinson's still there.
He's still there. What the fuck?
AJ broke it with all of his adjustments, I bet.
It's
been weird.
Break the matrix.
This is what I think they do. I think PFF
watch time.
Change it. I think they change their stuff. So completely
wipe their database.
The rankings completely.
Damn it, Cody's gone.
Mach is gone.
Fuck.
The only reason we got Mach because we had traded rounds, so we had our third round was closer than 90. Adam and Vink, what position are you guys looking at?
Well, I'm looking at Alex scrolled out of it. I'm looking at running back and wide receiver. So it's this Devin Akane, Michael Wilson from Stanford as a wide receiver.
EJ Will McClay Savage is saying Devin Akane might be the fastest guy in the draft.
Woo! Let's check it out.
Bring him up.
5'9", 185.
All these are slot receivers. These are 4'2", though. He's a burner, baby.
Damn, dude. That's
the burner. He's got that combine tape, baby.
And they have him as the third ranked running back. We're taking Devin Akane.
Devin Akane, welcome to the or a chain?
A chain says EJ Will McClay. Pronounced A chain, I believe.
Bring him on.
Bring him to the team.
Devin 8 chains a chain.
4.2 chains.
That's quick.
That's exciting.
The only reason I don't like that is if we pair him with Tony Pollard. Now, you know, a bruiser would be good, but 4.2 is 4.2, baby. Hey, Stephen Jones, you're up.
Okay, let me see what we got on the clock here.
Oh, look, we got Tank Bigsby.
Hey, we already have Devin Achane.
Fucking D-Wade McBride, who we took last time.
We already have.
No, we didn't. We were going to go McBride. Oh, that's and then right. We took Mochbet, baby.
Okay, bring up Michael Wilson.
Okay. Do you want to see him on the NFL draft buzz?
Yeah, give me some stats.
Add his full. You don't care about the stats. You just care about what he looks like. You
care about what he looks like and how fast he is.
That is a full on. He needs to know if he jives with the swag of the player.
I'm looking for a big body receiver.
Now listen,
son, he's big.
6'2", 216.
Matt,
that's like one of the bigger guys we've looked at.
Matt, son, I don't want to influence your opinion, but I love this guy's size. 6'2", 216.
Okay, so because there's your Bruiser and McBride. And then he goes, check wide receivers. Wilson has injury history.
Hey, like you that. Were, hey, ad, when ad, when it's ad's pick, we got to make sure he can't look at the chat.
I know.
I've been calling out the chat for you guys the whole time.
True, no, but true. This is your turn, Steven. This well, is I, your turn the to chat, get out of the chat. Right.
Okay. Give me
injury history. I don't like it.
Give me some more people. Give me some other wide receivers here.
More wide receivers.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, you like.
Here's my list. Ooh, big drop off from Michael Wilson too.
Yeah, like I mean, there's not like we're in the dead
we
stock.
Did not
I do like Wilson's size, man.
Okay, I like his size.
Okay, we're dead stock right now. Give me quarterbacks.
Hey, check. Hey, fourth.
Let's check them.
Do
check
it.
Em.
Check it out.
Aiden O'Connell, there's that fake handoff bastard. He's not
no,
coming.
No, no, that was Wake Forest. The guy okay. that did the fake. Yeah, he was Wake Forest.
Well, still fuck Aiden O'Connell.
I don't want to fuck him. I want to draft him.
I don't like him.
Stetson Bennett.
I don't like Stetson Bennett either.
Okay.
Okay, so go back to the wide receivers.
Jaren Hall's got a little bit of a Jalen Hurst thing
yeah, but
going on.
Look, he's ranked 222.
It's a good number.
We're not going to draft
I think
him
we take course. That 6'2 wide receiver.
Yeah.
From Stanford.
Michael Wilson?
Seems like the best.
I mean,
not
only, like it.
Not only is it BPA nice... He's pretty close to your best player available, but he's also
and there's a big drop off in wide receivers.
I was just gonna say, yeah. Okay, Michael Wilson.
Welcome to the team,
baby.
Here
we go.
I'm saying we got a B minus.
I want to see what my draft grade is, and then we're all gonna individually look at our grades. So
I got a C minus on mine.
AJ got a B plus.
A B.
Hey,
okay.
B.
We got
sorry,
a little
guys.
Worse, but
Eli Rex. The thing I'm gonna love about this is to see where they actually end up going
yes.
compared to our actual draft picks.
Well, I'm saving them all.
Yeah. So
that's,
I mean
all, that's why we got the C.
All I know
that.
Is Michael Wilson in the fourth. He's not only a smart guy because he goes to Stanford, but he's a big bodied, fast receiver.
Ivy League,
likes.
Baby.
He's
Ivy
also League. He's 76 on PFF's big board, and we got him at 129, so that doesn't seem very realistic.
Hey, no. Don't, hey.
Well, this is the thing.
Schottenheimer,
I think
you the fuck out of here.
I think it's a little broken right now, the PFF mock draft, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go after we get off the cast. I'm going to go look at some of these guys. I've looked at Eli Ricks, but I'm going to check out Achane, Wilson, and Nolan Smith. Just to see what they look like. I like doing this because each week we get more names that we're kind of aware of.
Are you hone in on and watch a little tape? Grind a little
watch
tape?
Watch a little tape. And by tape, it's like the
YouTube plays. Compilation.
The college compilation.
So it's like, it's not even watching tape, but it gets me jacked up. Every player looks like a pro, like a Hall of Famer to me. I'm like, we got to get this guy.